In a separate cryptic paragraph devoid of details or background, Jones alleges in the above answer to the interrogatory that I was physically touched by Mr. Clinton after May 8, 1991, and at the time of the second touching, Mr. Clinton falsely claimed to certain persons that he and I were a couple. Jones terminated her employment at AIDC on February 20, 1993. By then married and with a child, she, her husband, and their child moved to California on May 4, 1993. Her suit, commonly referred to as an employment-based sexual harassment matter, was not filed under Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which prohibits sexual harassment in the workplace, because that federal law's six-month statute of limitations had already run out at the time Jones filed her lawsuit. Her Section 1983 lawsuit has a three-year statute of limitations, and she filed it just 2 days before the statute of limitations for that section had run out. The president, alleging temporary immunity from civil lawsuits during the term of his presidency, filed a motion on August 10, 1994, asking the district court in Little Rock to dismiss the complaint without prejudice to Jones, thereby allowing her to refile her complaint at the termination of his presidency, or, alternatively, to suspend the proceedings against him until the end of his term. The district court on December 28, 1994, denied the president's motion to dismiss, but stayed the trial until the end of his presidency. However, the court ruled that the discovery and deposition process could proceed during his term in office. Both parties appealed the court's ruling to the U.S. Court of Appeals, 8th Circuit in St. Louis. On January 9, 1996, the Court of Appeals reversed the lower court's ruling that the trial be postponed until the end of the president's term in office. The president then filed a petition for a certiorari, an appeal, with the U.S. Supreme Court, seeking a reversal of the Court of Appeals' ruling. On May 27, 1997, the Supreme Court affirmed the judgment of the Court of Appeals. On July 3, 1997, the president filed an answer to the complaint in Little Rock, denying all of the false allegations advanced in the complaint. The answer asserts that at no time did the president make sexual advances toward the plaintiff or otherwise act improperly in her presence. The answer goes on to say that although it was the president's practice, when he was governor, to have a business suite available at hotels for the purpose of making calls and receiving visitors, he does not recall ever meeting Paula Jones. In co-defendant Danny Ferguson's much earlier answer to the complaint on January 10, 1994, he concedes that he took Paula Jones to the governor's room in the hotel, but alleges that the genesis of their meeting was Paula Jones telling him on the morning of the conference that she found Governor Clinton to be good-looking and about how she thought his hair was sexy and which comments she asked him to relate to Governor Bill Clinton. He further alleges that after she emerged from the governor's room some 20 to 30 minutes after having been left there by him, she asked him if he and the governor were going to stay at the seminar for the rest of the day. When he replied it was up to the governor, he says she then asked if the governor had a girlfriend, and when he replied that Clinton did not, she then responded that she would be the governor's girlfriend. Plaintiff Paula Jones did not appear to be upset in any way. He further alleges that approximately a week or two after the aforesaid conference, Plaintiff Paula Jones came into the governor's office to deliver mail. When she saw him, she asked if the governor had said anything to him about her. He replied that Clinton had not, and Plaintiff Paula Corbin Jones then asked for a piece of paper and a pen and wrote down her home telephone number and told me to give it to the governor. She said to tell him that she was living with her boyfriend and that if the boyfriend answered, Governor Clinton should either hang up or say that he had a wrong number. Ferguson denies in his answer to the complaint Jones's rendition of the January 8, 1994 steakhouse conversation in Little Rock, recalling instead that Jones asked him how much money Ferguson thought that she could make for herself by coming forward with her allegations.